Proclamation number 9007, dated the July 3rd, 1965. Jesus Forerunner. The fact that so many people believe that they're an incarnation of the voice in the wilderness is also a sign of spiritual confusion, for it is certain that he will be a great speaker, but until his appearance he will not know what task was assigned to him, and that he will speak with a powerful voice in order to announce me and my imminent arrival at the end of the days. Once again he will precede me and be met with hostility by all those who don't want to hear anything about the end, who will ridicule and mock him because the things he proclaims seem incredible to them, and thus he will be regarded as a fantasist. And he will come at the same time as the Antichrist incites the eruption of the battle of faith. Then he will fiercely criticize him, and my own will turn to him for strength and comfort, for he will only be active for a short time on earth. Yet he will make good use of this time in order to convey my word to all who accept it, and my opponents will trail him intending to call him to account. But time and again he will evade them until his hour has come, when he will sacrifice his life for me again. And you are told several times already that he himself has no idea about his mission, and that it will dawn on him so suddenly that he can be recognized by everyone. And then he will know why he was granted such a powerful voice, why he must announce me, for then he will know that the end has come, when I will appear in the clouds in order to fetch my own. Then the Antichrist will try everything in order to capture him, for he particularly condemns the Antichrist and discloses his every misdeed, denouncing him publicly without hesitation, and thus he will be persecuted by the Antichrist's followers. Yet he will comfort those who have to suffer under his rule. He will draw their attention to my coming, and everyone will believe him because my word makes them feel as if I have spoken to them myself. His words will have a soothing effect on you, who fearfully and anxiously await the things to come. You will draw fresh strength from his words, and time and again feel invigorated by them, because he demonstrates that your Father has spoken to you himself, and that you thus can believe my words which refer you to my imminent coming in the clouds. And thus you will also observe all warnings and admonitions from him, for he will also be in spirit with those whom I make known to him as belonging to me. He will have the ability to be close to you even if his body is elsewhere, for I will pass on your heartfelt call to me for help, and he will be willing to help. That is why I say, you will recognize him when he begins his mission, but don't expect him quite yet, for my intervention has to take place before his appearance. But then time will fly, because for the sake of my own I will shorten the days so that my adversary will not succeed in making them fall, for there will be severe adversity, and thus I will also send you powerful spirits of light to protect you in every earthly and spiritual crisis. Yet when this voice of mine in the wilderness is to sacrifice his life, you can expect my coming every day. Then I will come and take you into a kingdom of peace, and all tribulation will have come to an end. Amen.